Mission accomplished. Dragon is back on Earth. Virgin Galactic may be next on the launch pad. And President Obama signs the Export-Import Bank Reauthorization. This is Aero News for Friday, June 1st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. SpaceX's Dragon capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean at 11:42 Eastern Daylight Time, a few hundred miles west of Baja California, Mexico, on Thursday, marking a successful end to the first mission by a commercial company to resupply the International Space Station. While Dragon was attached to the space station, astronauts unloaded 1,146 pounds of cargo, including food and other provisions, student experiments, and a laptop that Dragon delivered from Cape Canaveral, Florida. They then packed the spacecraft with 1,455 pounds of cargo that will be returned to NASA, including hardware used for experiments, spacewalks, and station systems. The Dragon capsule will be taken by boat to a port near Los Angeles, where it will be prepared for a return journey to SpaceX's test facility in McGregor, Texas, for processing. Some cargo will be removed at the port in California and returned to NASA within 48 hours. The remainder will be returned to Texas with the capsule. Dragon's journey to the space station was SpaceX's second demonstration mission under NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services, or COTS, program, which provides investments to stimulate the commercial space industry in America. In the next several weeks, NASA will evaluate the Dragon capsule's mission performance to close out remaining COTS milestones. Once that work is completed, NASA and SpaceX will set the target date for the company's first full cargo mission. In addition to fostering the development of new American cargo vehicles, NASA also is helping spur innovation and development of new spacecraft and launch vehicles for the commercial industry to develop safe, reliable, and cost-effective capabilities to transport astronauts to low Earth orbit and to the space station. Speaking of that, Virgin Galactic has announced Wednesday that its vehicle developer, Scaled Composites, has been granted an experimental launch permit from the FAA for its suborbital spacecraft, Spaceship Two, and the carrier aircraft, White Knight Two. With this permit now in hand, Scaled is now authorized to press onward toward rocket-powered flight test. In preparation for those powered flights, Spaceship Two will soon return to flight, testing the aerodynamic performance of the spacecraft with the full weight of the rocket motor system on board. Although a handful of experimental launch permits have been granted to other rockets, Spaceship Two is the first rocket-powered vehicle that carries humans on board to receive such a permit. Spaceship One, the manned spaceship successfully flown to space in 2004, and the basis for the design of Spaceship Two, flew before the experimental permit regulatory regime had been established. After calling it, quote, little more than a fund for corporate welfare, end quote, during his 2008 presidential campaign, President Barack Obama on Wednesday signed legislation reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank that raises its lending authority to $140 billion, a 40% increase by 2014. In signing the legislation, President Obama said the move would ensure that, quote, we're not just known as a nation that consumes, we've got to be a nation that produces, end quote. The Washington Times reports that the move was hailed by the National Association of Manufacturers and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. One of the major beneficiaries of the bank's funding is Boeing. Loans offered by the bank can help foreign airlines finance their purchases of Boeing's jets. Gamma also has called the bank's reauthorization, quote, great news for thousands of general aviation manufacturing workers and businesses of all sizes, end quote. 18 members of the General Aviation Caucus of the U.S. House of Representatives on May 25th sent a letter to congressional conferees trying to reconcile the House and Senate versions of the Highway Authorization Bill, urging the conference committee members to reject an amendment that would take control of airspace over national parks away from the FAA and give it to the National Park Service. One of the major opponents to the amendment, HAI, said in a news release that the language currently in the bill would effectively legislate an entire industry, air tourism, out of existence, costing thousands of jobs, pilots, mechanics, and technicians, as well as support service providers such as parts suppliers, tour bus drivers, and even local businesses that would be adversely affected by the closure of air tour operations. A Gulfstream G280 recently set an unconfirmed city pair speed record from Paris to White Plains, New York, making the flight in 7 hours and 40 minutes. Official recognition of this city pair speed record by the National Aeronautic Association is pending. The G280, which is nearing certification and entry into service later this year, took off from Paris Le Bourget Airport on May 17th and flew nonstop to Westchester County Airport in White Plains, New York, at an average speed of Mach 0.80 against an average 32-knot headwind. The flight confirmed that the G280 has greater range and a shorter balanced field length by 1,300 feet than does the G200 that it's designed to replace. Wind Aero News continues. Building homes in deep space. A new take on baby's day out or off. And Rule Britannia, a high-flying tribute to the Queen's Jubilee.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, June 1st. I'm Glenn Moyer. If mankind hopes someday to journey to outer space, we'll have to have some place to live. For that reason, five universities have been selected to participate in the 2013 Exploration Habitat, or XHAB, Academic Innovation Challenge, led by NASA and the National Space Grant Foundation. These universities will design habitat systems, concepts, and technologies that could be used in future deep space habitats. The XHAB Academic Innovation Challenge 2013 teams are California State Polytechnic University, Oklahoma State University, Texas A&M University, the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and the University of Colorado at Boulder. This design challenge requires undergraduate students to explore NASA's work on development of deep space habitats while also helping the agency gather new ideas to complement its current research and development. And while so much of NASA's attention has been turned to missions to Mars and deep space, the moon is still drawing its fair share of attention. A NASA mission to study the moon from crust to core has completed its prime mission earlier than expected. The GRAIL, or Gravity Recovery and Interior Laboratory mission, has gathered unprecedented detail about the internal structure and evolution of the moon. This information will increase our knowledge of how Earth and its rocky neighbors in the solar system developed into the diverse worlds that we see today. The GRAIL mission, with twin probes named Ebb and Flow, is now preparing for extended science operations starting August 30th and continuing through December 3rd, 2012. Boeing marked the 20th delivery of its new 747-8 on Thursday. The airplane, a 747-8 freighter, was delivered to Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings, Incorporated. Atlas Air will operate it on behalf of Panalpina, the Swiss-based freight operator. This marks the first time in Panalpina's history that an airplane has been painted in the company's livery. Yesterday, we reported on a move to get airlines to eliminate special seating fees so parents could sit by their children. Well, sometimes even that just is not enough. Seattle radio station KIRO is reporting a story wherein the captain of an Alaskan Airlines flight returned his plane to the gate and bumped a cranky 3-year-old off the plane. The problem was the young boy, seated by his father, by the way, would not remain seated and seat-belted in as the aircraft taxied for takeoff. The pilot had had enough and decided he would rather deal with the issue on the ground than in mid-flight. Federal regulations require passengers to be seated with their seatbelts fastened for takeoff and landing. Airlines that are unable to enforce those rules, by the way, do risk punitive measures from federal regulators. Still, the family says they aren't very happy about the turn of events and believe that the airplane's crew overreacted. Alaskan Airlines offered to accommodate the family on a later flight, but they declined, saying they were unsure if the boy would be up for a second attempt at an airline flight. There's no word, by the way, on whether the pilot was applauded by the rest of his passengers for his actions. One of British Airways' fleet of 747s is now featuring a very special emblem to mark the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. The celebratory aircraft will be flying its message of congratulations around the world, Designed by contest winner 11-year-old Catherine Dewar of Chester, the official logo has been emblazoned on the side of the British Airways aircraft alongside the words, quote, "Congratulations, celebrating Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee," end quote. British Airways Captain Mark Mannering Smith said, quote, "As the national flag carrier, I can't think of anything more fitting than British Airways carrying a message of congratulations to Her Majesty around the world," end quote. Customers traveling on flights arriving into London this weekend for the Jubilee celebrations will hear British Airways captains making congratulatory announcements to mark the occasion. So with our own salute to Her Majesty, I'm Glenn Moyer. God save the Queen, and you're now cleared for departure.